8:37. Yes, the world continues, and that means we need to eat, and which leads us to Feast Magazine, which leads us to Kat Neville. Kat, good morning.
Good morning.
You are sponsored by Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMunt Avenue in Clayton. Call them at 725-8585 or check out their website at jimmyscafe.com for menu and directions. Last weekend, we went to the Schnucks Cooks affair.
Yes.
It was a blast.
I'm glad you had fun.
It was so much fun.
I told you were going to get your hands a little dirty.
Not only was it fun, but I learned a whole lot, but the Schnucks Cooks instructors.
Yes. Lucy and Nate.
Could not have been any nicer.
I know.
Could not have been any more gracious.
Yeah.
And not only did they just, they showed you how to do it, and then they said, okay, now do it.
I know, and so in the very first class, I was cooking, doing the cake, and
right.
I totally screwed it up.
Right.
And so I keep trying to do the baking because I want to become a better baker.
Sure.
And so we did the cake.
Right.
You and I did the Black Forest tort. And I kept saying, Lucy, the texture doesn't seem right. I'm like, oh, right, I forgot the brown sugar. And I was like, it still doesn't seem quite right. I was like, all right, I forgot the eggs. So, I mean, it's really fun. You don't go in and you have to be an accomplished cook. It's meant to be a learning experience,
sure.
But to be fun and communal, and then you drink wine the whole time.
Right. And not only that, you had your face in the dirty bowl of chocolate sauce. You're like,
I did.
Give me that spoon, Millhaven. So I'm like, okay, here you go.
Well, hey, why not lick the batter?
I hear you. It was a good time. I was had by all.
Yes.
All right, give us a couple restaurants.
Okay, so the first one is not actually a restaurant. It is a brewery. There are just a ton of brew pubs and craft brewers popping up, and this one is Cathedral Square Brewery, which it's so funny. I don't know how familiar you are with our website, feastsl.com, but we do, every day of the week, we do a new article. It's not just a repeat of the stuff we do in print. And
right.
One of the pieces that we do is called Shop Girl. And she actually did a piece on it. I'd already been planning to talk to you guys about it. But Cathedral Square Brewery, they're doing four different beers. And it's located on Lindell. The brewmaster, his name is Brian Neville, no relation.
Okay.
And what they're doing is they're focusing on Belgian-style beers, which are a little bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
They use toasted hops, so it's not quite as bitter. Right now, there's a big push for heavily hopped beers, but this is a different type of a style. It has a higher sugar content, so it's kind of toasty and malty.
Okay.
And so right now they're producing four different kinds of beer, and it's available. It's not a brew pub, so you don't go there to drink beer. What they're doing is they're supplying local restaurants, and then also you can buy it in a number of different retail locations throughout the area. But it's just so fun to see more and more people getting into the brewery game.
Can you buy it there? Can you go and buy it there? No.
So eventually, next year, they're going to actually open as a pub.
Okay.
So you will be able to. It's in the old Playboy club
I
location.
I have no idea where that is.
Of
so
course
I,
you don't.
I cannot. I'm too young.
Oh, yeah.
I would know, but I'm too young.
And it's actually, so what they have a Belgian-style Abbey Ale, which actually debuted at Riddle's Penultimate.
Okay.
They have a Belgian-style white ale. They have an ale that where the sugar is actually an agave nectar, which
okay.
is really interesting. I tried this one. Personally, it was not my favorite beer.
Right.
But it's a really interesting beer, and I really recommend that you try it. It has a completely different kind of mouthfeel to it and a kind of a lower carbonation.
Right.
It's something that if you're interested in trying different types of beers, definitely give it a try. And then there's the Hail Mary Belgian style IPA. And so you can do about 20 different places are carrying it. And then you can get 22-ounce bottles in like 200 locations.
Okay.
All over.
So you can get it at supermarkets and, mm-hmm. and bars and restaurants and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, you can
so
get on. It at ITAP, the International Tap House. There is a location in Chesterfield as well as in Soulard. You can get it at Bridge. You
right.
can get it at a bunch of different places.
Cathedral Square Brewery.
Yes.
Or as my Irish friends, Cathedral Square Brewery. Thank you very much.
And oh, I want to mention also they have another one that they're going to be debuting, and Heidi actually reported on this on Shop Girl, and it's called Forbidden Fruit. And
ooh.
You notice they're doing a lot of kind of plays on the religion.
Uh-huh.
They named it because the area where the brewery is located used to be called Cathedral Square, and so they've got all these different plays on kind of religious names. And so it's going to be made with local apples, and he's really focused on local.
Gotcha. Forbidden Fruit.
Yes, don't you love it?
Cathedral Square Brewery. All right, look for it at a restaurant near you. All right, what's number two?
Number two, have you ever been to Sunset 44? Think hard, because you probably have.
Sunset 44.
It's been around for like 40-some-odd years.
Okay, maybe I haven't been there.
It hasn't always been in the same location. It's in Kirkwood now. And it's been in that location for probably 16 years or so. Bob Menendez is the owner, and you probably associate, maybe not you, but I always associated Sunset 44 with banquets and those kinds of, affairs where you go in and you have an event and whatever. And it's just kind of been like a stalwart kind of restaurant. They have a new chef, Tony. And Tony has been in kitchens all over St. Louis, specifically in a lot of country clubs and things like that. But most recently, he was in Las Vegas at Joel Robuchon's restaurant. He's come back to St. Louis, and he's on board with Sunset 44, and he's doing some really fun stuff with the menu. I recently went and ate, and I was impressed.
Okay.
It was great. And Tony actually told me that... as a gift, Bob gave him 3 immersion circulators when he first started. And if you are familiar at all with kind of the cutting edge of cooking styles and what a lot of chefs are experimenting with, they're using immersion circulators, which is the sous vide method. So you basically take the food that you're cooking and you put it in basically... those vacuum seal bags that you can preserve food in?
Okay.
So you kind of pre-cook and pre-season, you put it in this bag, and then you cook it very slowly, sous vide, which is underneath the water in low temperatures. And so the result is food that is very deeply flavored and incredibly tender. And so one of the items on the menu that he is doing with that is this Berkshire pork that is cooked for 24 hours.
Really?
Yes. But here's the fun part that you would not expect from Sunset 44. It is served kind of in the manner of Peking duck, where it is served in perfectly steamed buns, like Chinese-style steamed buns with house-made pickled cucumbers.
Okay.
And like a sweet hoisin sauce. And plum sauce. It's delicious. You're looking at me. You're like crunching up your face.
I'm fascinated by this. So
it's really interesting.
You cook the beef in this
or pork, whatever, in this
vacuum-sealed bag
underwater. Yes.
And the water, whatever the
doesn't
temperature
touch
is.
It. Yeah, it's the temperature.
So the temperature sort of heats the meat.
Very slowly.
And it takes 24 hours to cook it all the way through.
Well... It depends on how you're going to use this method.
Right.
It doesn't have to take that long, but the thing is that you can cook for extremely long periods of time, which results in, like I said, just in it, like a total, the flavor completely permeates whatever it is that you're cooking, and it doesn't dry anything out, and so it ends up being really moist and tender and delicious.
Right.
And so he's using these cooking methods, and so. This is particularly a pork belly from a Berkshire hog, which is one of those heirloom breeds of animal that also are popping up on menus and being used by a number of different chefs because it has better flavor than the kind of mass-produced pork, the other white meat or whatever. This actually has fat. It has dark meat. These are varieties of hog that taste the way that pork chops did when our great grandparents actually ate them, and it's delicious. And if you can have it, you should definitely seek it out.
And it's called immersion cooking.
Yeah, it's called an immersion circulator.
Right.
And it's called sous vide.
Sous vide.
Yes.
Okay.
And so this is just one menu item that he's introduced.
Right.
And he's also doing stuff like these miniature steak tacos is on their appetizer menu, where he does this I don't know how he cooks the steak, but it is just, it's so tender once again, and it's tiny. It's just bite-sized, and it's served on a house-made teeny tiny crisp corn tortilla. And it's just, it's one bite, and you can really taste the corn. The steak is lovely. It's served kind of on this creme fraiche. It's absolutely lovely. He does this, what he calls a, quote, secret sauce, unquote, wedge.
Okay.
As far as a salad, where he takes this little wedge of iceberg lettuce, and then he does it with like a Thousand Island kind of dressing, and it's so good. And it's just a knife and fork salad. Totally kind of a classic dish, but updated. And made kind of given a sophisticated kind of a look. And then if you love lamb, you have to have their lamb. It's served with risotto and candied carrots, and it's absolutely delectable. So good.
Sunset 44.
Yeah. I was surprised.
It's not a banquet facility, or it is a banquet
facility. They have a banquet facility.
But you can go and eat there as well.
Yes, and the owner, Bob, he actually went to culinary school. He went to wine school in Germany. He knows wine
like
you would not believe.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. When I went, I had a 1981 Chateau Montelena.
Oh, that was a great year.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I mean, he decanted it at the table using the candle, but he has just these an incredible wine list.
Right.
I had no idea. I have to tell you.
So it's a diamond in the rough.
No, it's like a hidden gem.
Okay.
And it's not a diamond in the rough. It's been around for 40 some odd years. 47 years, I think, to be exact.
Where is Sunset 44?
Okay, it's at 118 West Adams Street, and there's actually a nursing home above it.
Okay.
So I mean, it's really kind of an unlikely place, it seems, to find extremely sophisticated. I had a 1976 Botrytis dessert wine. It was delicious.
You're glowing.
It was great. I had a really great time.
Sunset 44, 118 West Adams Street in Kirkwood.
In Kirkwood.
It's a must.
I really think so. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was terrific. And then they have really great desserts and stuff like that. But really, try Tony's new stuff. It's great.
There's Sunset 44. Also, the Cathedral Square Brewery. Look for it at a supermarket or a bar near you.
Yes.
I got no time. Tell me about the magazine.
It's all Thanksgiving. It's like Thanksgiving blowout. And
is it out yet?
It is out. Absolutely. Okay. It is out. And it's where the cover story is a cook's Thanksgiving. The next two events, we have two events next week. One is the Lake Hole Culinary Demo Class, all sweets. And we're also pairing up with Bissinger's this time to do a wine and chocolate pairing. And then on the 11th is a free event at Macy's where we're going to be doing Thanksgiving 101. It's a cooking demo where we're going to show you everything from stuffing to savory flans to pecan pie, and it's totally free. Samples are going to be available, and it's just, I mean, this is the month of, like, food decadence. It's my favorite holiday. I'm so excited.
FeastSTL.com or newsstands everywhere. Feast Magazine. Kat, have a good week.
You too.
850 on KTRS.